Welcome to the June 2009 edition of Observing with Webb. Now, June of this year also is another month where we don't have too many events going on, which makes it a good month to go out and find your constellations. But so I'm going to start from the back of the order, start off with looking at some constellations, then talk about the planets that we can see, and then talk about the few events that are going on. So as far as constellations go, if you look straight up around sunset, around 8:30 p.m. for us in the 40th parallel, you'll be able to see Canis Venatici, or Venatici, however you want to say it, which is one of the dogs that follows Ursa Major, the Big Bear. You'll be able to see that, which is kind of hard to find, but if you have a star map, you'll be able to find it. And Bootes, or Booties. Now, to find Bootes, all you have to do is find the Big Dipper in the sky, go to the handle, and go from the cup to the end of the handle, follow that arc, an arc to Arcturus, which is one of the brightest stars in the sky. It's actually the fourth brightest star in the nighttime sky, one of the four that have a negative magnitude, which is the brightest magnitude. And find that, and that's part of the ice cream cone, or kite, that is Bootes. So go ahead and see if you can find that. There's a link to a star map on the show notes, so go ahead and check that out. But anyway, if you move on to midnight, around midnight Hercules will be up around the zenith. Remember, that's the point right above you. And if you do have binoculars or really good eyesight in a dark spot, you can find one of the Messier objects, a faint little fuzzy, which is a globular cluster on one of the sides of the keystone of Hercules. So go download a star map, find that little gem, and see if you can find it with binoculars. It's just a faint little fuzzy, just something that's a huge cluster of stars all jam-packed into that little area of the sky. It's actually quite neat to see in binoculars, even more impressive in a telescope. So if you wait until early morning, or get up that early, you'll be able to see the summer triangle finally. Lyra, Cygnus, and Aquila. So if you look to the east during the rest of the night, or straight up around morning, you'll be able to see Lyra, Cygnus, Aquila, and also Delphinus, one of my favorites. Now, these three constellations have the three brightest stars of the summer sky. Those would be Vega in Lyra, Deneb is the brightest star in Cygnus, and Altair is the brightest star in Aquila. Those bright stars create the summer triangle, which can be seen earlier and earlier as the summer goes by. Okay, so let's move on to planets. What are the planets doing this month? Mercury is only visible for roughly the second half of the month around sunrise, but it's very close to the sun, so it will be hard to find. On the 13th, though, it will be at its greatest elongation, 24 degrees from the sun. Also, Venus is another one that's really visible, a great gem to see, and that's visible in the morning, around 25 degrees above the horizon in the east. What you will also find with Venus is that on the 6th, of June, take extra care to check it out that morning. It'll be 50% illuminated. If you use binoculars or a telescope, you can actually see the disk, and it's about 50% full, kind of like a half moon. Now, Mars is hanging out around Venus for this month, too. So if you look in the morning, look to the east, find Venus, and then there's a little reddish star right around that same area. The interesting thing about this is that on the 19th, to the 21st, Venus and Mars will be within 2 degrees of each other. That's about a thumb's width apart from each other in the dawn sky. On the 19th, the moon will also be very close to the pair, so you can get out just a regular point-and-shoot camera. You'll be able to get a pretty good picture of that. Jupiter is starting to get more prominent. It's rising between 1 a.m. in the beginning of the month and 11 p.m. at the end of the month, and will be visible low on the horizon in the south and the southeast until sunrise. Saturn is still really visible most of the night, which is great. So this month we have Saturn and Venus as the big ones. And Saturn, you just look to the southwest after sunset, about halfway between the horizon and the zenith, and just watch it track toward the west until it sets between about 2 a.m. in the beginning of the month and midnight toward the end of the month. Also, if you have a telescope or good binoculars, you can check out the rings or the moons. Just to see even that elliptical shape of it is quite stunning, along with that caramel color that it typically has. Now, as far as the rest of the events go for this month, full moon is on the 7th, also known as the rose moon, the flower moon, or the strawberry moon, seeing as those are the types of things that are coming up in this area of the year. And the new moon, which is the darkest skies, occurs on the 22nd. Another great thing this month is the summer solstice, which is on the 21st, of course, usually the 21st, 22nd, or 23rd of June. It happens to be the longest day and the shortest night of the year for the Northern Hemisphere. There's a little bit more to it than that as far as determining the actual time, but I don't want to get into that here. The last neat thing that's happening, which takes a little patience and planning, is that the moon will occult, meaning move in front of and block the light of, the star Antares around 10:43 p.m. on June 6th. It's June 6th around 10:43 p.m. And for about 45 minutes or so, it will be gone, and then the star will reappear around 11:27 p.m. It's just that often we forget that the moon is actually moving across the sky, albeit very slowly, and this is a reminder of exactly how much it really does. Well, I hope this helps you for this month, and I hope you take a look at some of the links on the website and go ahead and get out there and explore the sky. Get a sky map and just start taking a look. That's really all it takes. So I bid you adieu and hope you have clear and dark skies this month.